Shalom Australia. Jerusalem resident and former Knesset employee Levana Malichi, 60, and police officer First Sergeant Yosef Kirma, 29, were murdered on Sunday near the Ammunition Hill light rail station in Jerusalem. Mesbah Abu Sabich, a 39-year-old resident of Silwan in East Jerusalem, opened fire on pedestrians before he was shot and killed in a gun battle with police. A second officer was moderately wounded. 5 people in total were injured in the attack. Abu Sabich was due to arrive at Ramla prison at 10 a.m. on Sunday, the same time his deadly shooting spree began. He was sentenced to 4 months in prison for assaulting a police officer in 2013. He had apparently been threatened with open-ended administrative detention, imprisonment without trial, if he failed to appear at the prison. In the 2 weeks prior to the attack, Abu Sabich had been picked up and released by police 5 times and had been banned from entering East Jerusalem for 1 month. In a video shot at a party welcoming him home from a prison term in 2015, revelers can be seen waving flags of Hamas. He was also connected to the Murabitun group, an Islamic movement organization that hassles non-Muslims who are visiting the Temple Mount. Many Israelis, including Likud lawmaker Yehuda Glick, blamed the Israeli court system and law enforcement for not doing a better job tracking Abu Sabich, which they said would have prevented his deadly attack. Members of the Jerusalem-based Palestinian soccer team, Hilal Al-Quds, which plays in the West Bank Premier League, posed for a picture with a poster hailing the killer just 2 days after the attack. Members can be seen smiling on the field at the Faisal Al-Husseini International Stadium in Al-Ram, holding up a banner with the words, "The Hilal Al-Quds Soccer Club mourns the loss of the Lion of Al-Aqsa, the martyr and hero Mesbah Abu Sabich." The team also commemorated Abu Sabich with a moment of silence. Michael Voggs, the chairman of UNESCO's executive board, said on Friday that he was sorry about the resolution ignoring Jewish ties to Jerusalem's holy sites that was passed by UNESCO on Thursday and that is said to be approved by the executive board this week. Voggs said that he hoped Tuesday's scheduled executive board vote would be delayed to allow more time for dialogue and promised that he would never deny Jewish and Christian ties to Jerusalem. The Old City of Jerusalem and its walls were inscribed as a World Heritage Site of UNESCO in 1982, and at that time it was inscribed specifically as a site that had meaning for 3 religions. The UNESCO resolution, sponsored by several Arab countries and passed on Thursday in the committee stage, referred to the Temple Mount and Western Wall only by their Muslim names and condemned Israel as the occupying power. Irina Bokova, the Director General of UNESCO, on Friday said that the heritage of Jerusalem is indivisible and that each of its communities has a right to the explicit recognition of their history and relationship with the city. To deny, conceal, or erase any of the Jewish, Christian, or Muslim traditions undermines the integrity of the site and runs counter to the reasons that justified its inscription on the UNESCO World Heritage List. Education Minister Naftali Bennett said the motion was a denial of history that gives a boost to terrorism. All Israeli meetings with UNESCO officials, participation in international forums and professional cooperation are suspended until further notice. Zionist Union MK, Itzik Shmuli, on Saturday criticized Israeli human rights group B'Tselem for attacking Israeli settlements at the UN, saying that the move was unhelpful and helped promote the demonization of Israel. B'Tselem Executive Director Chagai El-Ad on Friday called for the UN to take action against the Jewish state settlements, telling a special session of the Security Council that Israel was creating facts on the ground in advance of any peace agreement with the Palestinians. B'Tselem had also faced criticism from UN envoy Danny Danon, who said ahead of the session that it would be providing moral cover for anti-Israel activities at the UN. Yesh Atid Party Chairman Yair Lapid described the group's participation as a declaration of divorce from Zionism. Alad spoke of invisible bureaucratic daily violence that dominates Palestinian life from cradle to grave, including Israeli control over entrance and exit from territories and even farming rights. He told the session, entitled Illegal Israeli Settlements, Obstacles to Peace and the Two-State Solution, that with every breath they take, Palestinians are breathing in occupation. Hakim Jabara, the father of one of 3 Arab Israelis accused of working ISIS rejected the charges on Friday, saying it was impossible that his son was involved in such activities. Amir Abdul Hakim Jabba, 20, was indicted on Thursday along with 26-year-old Ibrahim Abdul Halim Sheikh Yusuf and Mohammed Tamim Nashaf, age 32, for carrying out an arson attack in the name of Islamic State and attempting to dig a smuggling tunnel to the West Bank. According to the Shin Bet Security Service, the three men pledged allegiance to the terrorist group in May after studying its ideology. They live in the northern Israeli city of Tiebe. The suspects were arrested on September the 14th, 3 days after they tried to set fire to a soccer stadium in Tiebe, where Israeli Arab singer Haifem Halaye was scheduled to perform. The trio said they committed the arson as the concert was scheduled for September 11th at the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday, which they found offensive to their religion. The group failed to burn down the stadium, but set fire to a control panel and some chairs around the stage, causing 78,000 shekels worth of damage. When their arson attack failed to prevent the concert, Nashaf tried to get the performance cancelled with a bomb scare, calling police and warning them of an explosive device in the stadium. This too failed, and the performance took place as scheduled. The Foreign Ministry's outgoing Director General, Dori Gold, denied reports claiming he quit over a falling out with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Gold said the decision to leave the senior post after only 16 months, which surprised foreign ministry officials, was taken out of consideration for his family. Gold declared he remains available for any future mission Netanyahu might assign to him. Veteran diplomat Yuval Rotem has been appointed as the foreign ministry's acting director general. Thousands of worshippers flocked to the Kotel on Monday evening for the traditional prayers of Slichot, a day ahead of Yom Kippur. Crowds also filled the plaza on Tuesday night and Wednesday. Police were on high alert, and the West Bank and Gaza were sealed off for 48 hours for the holiest day of the Jewish year. The Environmental Protection Agency said on Thursday that air pollution in Jerusalem's main cities dropped by at least 90% on Yom Kippur. Israel shut down for the holidays with shops, airports, and even radio and television stations all closed. With almost no cars on the roads, main highways became playgrounds for bicycles. Finally, Israelis celebrated Bob Dylan's award of the Nobel Prize for Literature, highlighting his links to this country. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem and wishing all listeners Chag Sameach for Sukkot.